Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
And indeed it is to Galway we go now, I think. Our Port Laureate, Rhiannon Higgins, is on the line. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Hi, Brendan. This is very sober Rhiannon.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I hope you're not burnt out from the drink like Faye. So you have a poem to celebrate this time of the year, and it is called Lunasa. Off you go, Rhiannon.
We celebrate Lu, the Celtic god. He could summon a good harvest or a bad storm, depending on the flap he was in. Sure, aren't we all Celts to our pelts nowadays? You'd hear them say it at the bus stop. How's your mother? She's a right Celt since she got the bunions after traipsing around town in them paper shoes. We know Lunasa is a time for rituals. Let us let autumn in, the first harvest. Let us give and keep giving. Let us celebrate abundance in all its guises. Slush puppies and invoices. Consultancy fees, fines, foes and funds. First fruits, ritual flip-flop day. The barter fund was funneling. Someone else was tunneling for bilberries, for blackberries, for blueberries, for gooseberries. Flip it, flop it, just don't drop it. Part of the pagan tradition was to gift the less fortunate easy peeler shoes, slip in and slip out shoes, guilt-free flops that you can wear on See No Evil Street. Lunasa, a time of abundance, a time for collecting. Get your television license, it's 2-for-1 Monday, a time for giving. Get a pack, give it back, get a cab, a falling from grace, not a trace. If only they had asked us, take that, take the other, take a pay cut. Never be sullied, bullied, or killing a scullied. The fog, the bog, the putrid air. We were glued to our television sets. We didn't gloat. We just gagged at the flip-flop jokes that were tumbling out in pre-Lunasa abundance. How many flip-flops does it take to walk a catawampus mile? It's Lunasa, a time for renewals. A time for dancing and prancing. A time to fill your baskets, fill your pockets while you're at it. Is everything clear now? I want to say yes, but I'd be lying. Nothing is clear while the earworm loops around your noggin like a dervish asking. What makes the world go round? The world go round. The world go round.
Rhiannon Higgins there. Thank you, Rhiannon, and showing us that a poet should always be a dangerous thing, I think, and poetry should always be a slightly dangerous thing. I think the only thing we can do after that, Rhiannon, is pause for the Angelus.